Yeah, so my understanding is that the fee is for their it's their cost to do the background check. And the reason that you have to renew is because, you know, I may have no record today, but in 3 years or 5 years, I may have a felony, you know, and so you, that's why you have to periodically renew. And all they're doing is charging an administrative fee for the work to do it. Now, is it a fair amount? I don't know. But under those grounds, it's like, it's not, they're not really charging you for your right. They're charging you for a service that they provide for clearing you. The right is there. It's we are a shall issue state. We switch from a may issue to a shall issue, and so now you get it, okay? But they have to administer it, do the background checks, things like that, and that's what they say the fee is for. It's not for the privilege. It's for them to do the work required to clear you, and that has to be periodically updated. You can't just do it once and then assume a person, you know, remains pure as the driven snow for the rest of eternity. So that's why I think they can do that. It's all a matter of perspective.
Comment?
I got to jump in here for a second there. I hope you all know that the Supreme Court has now struck down the any permits, carry permits and all. They've ruled that unconstitutional. So it'd be interesting to see what the states do about it. A lot of states have decided now that the Supreme Court isn't ruling in their favor, they're not going to pay attention to it. So I just thought I'd throw that in the mix also.
Before you like you comment.